Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
This time.
In 2 minutes, we have a life hack from a doctor that is going to blow your mind.
Very unique.
Have you guys recovered yet?
No. I still don't know what happened about 5 minutes ago.
Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. We're discussing life hacks, those cheat codes that just make life a little bit easier. We want everyone to share in that way. By the end of this conversation, we all end up with a little more knowledge and life is a little bit easier. Sarah, do you have one to start us off?
I do, and you make fun of me for this, but it's something that I definitely do, and it is a life hack, and it'll save you money. Wash your Ziploc bags. They're thick plastic. You can wash them and reuse them. And Ziploc themselves say they expect you to do it.
I just feel like that's so tedious.
No, you just put it in a dish, the soap, and you just wash it around, rinse it off, and hang it up.
But I get the Costco size of like 40 of them. And it's like if I'm washing and reusing them,
you end up using the same three for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Do you do this, Jim? You're the one raising your hands like, you don't do this?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I'm a terrible person.
Yes.
You are.
And the sole reason for global warming.
I was just thinking that very thing.
The same plastic bags you were using in college are still there in the landfill.
Okay.
Just saying.
Right. Well, that's true, too. God. Now I feel a little bit worse.
Well, there you go. What's your life hack? Let's bring it up.
Well, my mother-in-law gave me a life hack over the weekend that blew my mind. And this is a reuse thing, so a little bit of redemption.
No, I like it. Yeah.
We just put a fire pit in the backyard. We installed it before Edie's third birthday. And my mother-in-law was in town for the birthday party. And she said, you need to put a shopping bag inside of your laundry room and put all the dryer lint in there and use it as fire starter.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Apparently, it's the best fire starter, and it smells good.
Well, that's why you need to clean your dryer vents, because it's a great fire starter.
Yes.
Quick.
Good point.
Quick question before we get to Dr. Gonzo. Do you know where the dryer vent is that you can pull the lint off of?
Probably
in
not.
In the dryer?
Yes, Jim.
Okay.
I go to my backyard. I see the vent, just not the...
No, I meant in the dryer. Do you know where to get
it out of
the dryer?
You know how to clean your dryer's vent.
Oh, inside of the washer dryer room?
Yes.
There's a good start right there.
How are you still alive?
My wife doesn't want me to do the laundry.
Of course she doesn't, because you don't know how to do it.
My mom said I would always mess it up, so I never learned. Anyway, let's go to Dr. Gonza, who has the life hack of all life hacks. Everybody take a deep breath and get ready to have your mind blown. Good morning, Dr. Gonzo.
Well, the best use of a chicken is for a pillow. You can use a live chicken for a pillow, especially in the wintertime.
What are you even talking about? Is this something you've even actually done?
No. This is people that I know from various parts of the world, and a lot of places they use live chickens for pillows, and it's kind of like a down pillow. And seriously, when it's cold out, I mean, a live chicken, you know, the warmth and the softness, it's the best pillow you'll ever find in the wintertime.
A goose
is just too mean. You know, if you have a goose, they're generally too mean to use for a pillow. A chicken, you know, they just kind of go with it and sleep through the night until about 4:30 in the morning. But anyway.
Well, there you have it.
Wow.
That's one out of one. Dr. Gonzo's recommend you use a live chicken as a pillow this
evening.
Thank
you so much, doctor.
Thank you, doctor.
Y'all have a good one.
He says they sleep through the night. To wake up at 4:30 in the morning. What?
Something tells me he's not a real doctor.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know.
I think he's a vet.
Moving on.
Don't use a chicken for a pillow. I'm just going to put that out there. Don't do it.
We have the most special group of listeners.
I absolutely
love our morning show family. You just never know what's going to happen on a morning-by-morning basis. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
Need a dentist that's both amazing and caring? Sunrise Dental checks both boxes with over 1,100 five-star Google-rated reviews. Handle all your family's dental needs in one office, from cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, crowns, and whitening. Ask about their dental implant plans. Stop into any of the four Sunrise Dental offices with locations in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and their newest location in Cary at Parkside Town Commons. Let Sunrise Dental take care of you and your smile. Make an appointment today at visitsunrise.com.